When a Penticton photographer snapped a shot of a bird common enough to be seen in his own backyard, he wasn't expecting it to receive national recognition. Adam Benn's photo of a cedar waxwing, which he sees around his home regularly during their annual migrations, taken at Vaso Lake, was selected as one of 8 winners from over 450 submissions from across Canada in the Lake Biodiversity Photo Challenge. I've never really entered a photo contest before, and there was a guy of mine at work I was showing the pictures from the week, said Ben. He came across this photo contest and said I should put it in there. It was nerve-wracking, like I never really put myself out there like that and I wasn't sure what would happen. The contest, in its 4th year, is put on by Living Lakes Canada, an award-winning water science and stewardship nonprofit. In partnership with the Canadian Conservation Photographers Collective, the challenge encouraged participants to follow ethical nature photography practices to ensure the well-being and respect for the environment and wildlife. 2 winners were selected as winners in 4 categories, one chosen by the public and the other by the judges. The photo Ben took isn't in his usual wheelhouse, but after acquiring a new long-lens camera, he has been dabbling in bird-focused photography over the past year. I wouldn't call myself a birder specifically. I just appreciate the nature and wildlife, said Ben. I love just any nature stuff. I really love capturing the sort of beauty of things that you often don't see unless you can kind of get close to them. The shot that earned Ben his award was not a close shot, but from about 50 feet away. It was taken as he walked around the northwest side of Vaso Lake, a little ways from the main bird observatory. I'd come down the trail and got some great shots of a muskrat, beaver, some other birds, even a rattlesnake, although that was kind of in the brambles, said Ben. I'd taken pictures of cedar waxwings before, so when I saw it down there, I know how beautiful they are if you can get a clear, close photo. So sitting on the bench, just handheld, quickly snapped a bunch of shots. Coming across the cedar waxwing was a surprise to Ben that day, not because of any rarity, but because of the time of year. When he snapped the shot, it was near the end of June, when he typically sees them pass through in spring and fall. As one of the winners, Ben will receive the grand prize of an online photography workshop with professional photographer Victoria Hawk, Nikon Canada Ambassador and K's Filter Global Ambassador, as well as generous prize packages with items from Kicking Horse Coffee, Lush, and Lakehouse. The entire 2024 online gallery can be viewed at livinglakescanada.ca/lbpc2024.